Well, there's a number of ways to respond to a Mormon claiming authority beyond Scripture. And in the shortest answer I can give is that for a Mormon, they're trusting the authority of Joseph Smith. But ultimately, what they're trusting is their experience. They're going to want you to pray about the Book of Mormon, and that you're going to get what, you know, they call it's a burning in the bosom, a testimony. And what we need to remember when they ask us to do that, because ultimately, because there is nothing that can be verified in Mormonism, the tale of Lehi is false, the tale of the Nephites is false. That in the Bible, on the other hand, we can look in the Bible, when it mentions a place called Jerusalem, we can go to Jerusalem. When it mentions a place called Samaria, we can go to Samaria. There are Roman coins and temple shekels of that era. Documents, parchments, Hebrew and Greek language. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, that's ever been found of a Nephite culture in America. Not one coin, not one document, not one city, not one temple. So, and this is the preface to answering the question, because it leads to how does one know Mormonism is true? It's either going to be by pseudo-scholarship, because look, there is no Mormon archaeological find. In fact, about 30 years ago, the Mormons shifted their main archaeological emphasis from North America to Central America, because they hadn't found anything in 150 years in North America. So now they look to the Mayan, Toltec, and Aztec cultures, because they in fact have temples and coins and a culture and some of the things mentioned in the Book of Mormon. So the Mormons are saying, well, that must have been the Book of Mormon culture. Of course, the problem is that the native Central Americans don't have Semitic DNA, which is what according to the Book of Mormon, these were Jews who came to America to set up the culture here. And the language of the Mayans, Aztecs, and Toltecs have nothing to do with the Semitic language. It's just a completely different culture, so they're stealing somebody else's culture to try and validate the Book of Mormon. Now, that said, why do they have to do that? Because when there is no external evidence to validate your faith, you can't use the normal means of validating what's true. Christianity is an historical religion, so we can use archaeology and external evidences and you know, reason to argue for verification of these things actually occurring in the external world. Now, that said, this is why Mormons have to ask you to pray about the Book of Mormon and look within for a testimony. Because you can't look without to know that it's true. You have to have a testimony. Now, the reason why a Christian should not adopt that as a test are a number of ways, because we're told to know Christianity by the Word of God. Test all things by the Word and hold on what is true. And two, here's some ways to counteract that. First, if God has already said something is true in His Word, then we don't need to pray about it. Now, we don't need to ask for some revelation from God to see whether it's true. In fact, a rhetorical point one might make, and I've used this with a number of Mormons, is, you know, they come and ask me to pray about the Book of Mormon. I just ask, you know, like Mormon missionaries, I ask one missionary, would you have to pray about marrying your other missionary here? And they're two guys. And, of course, they get startled. Of course I wouldn't have to pray about that. Well, why not? Well, because he's a dude. Okay, right, you're right. But let's get to the point. But why? Why wouldn't you just pray about it? Because God has already said that marriage is between a man and a woman. You shouldn't pray about something that God has already spoken about. So if the Bible already says that this is true Christianity, I don't need to know about the Book of Mormon and pray about it to see whether it's true. The whole idea is that Scripture tells us to test any claim of new revelation by what we already have. Paul says the Bereans were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, because when he went and spoke to them, they searched the Scriptures daily to see whether or not these things were so. And that principle is enunciated throughout Scripture, so that's what we need to get people to follow. But there's a number of ways to approach that question with a Mormon, but the Bible teaches we're supposed to use Scripture. Scripture tests any claim of new revelation. That's what the Bible already says. It's circular reasoning. The idea of circular reasoning is to have in your premise your conclusion. in your argument. Well, they're telling you to pray to see whether or not the Book of Mormon is true, but you'd have to accept that part of the Book of Mormon, Moroni 10:4, as being true, to use it to pray about the Book of Mormon to see whether it's true. So it's circular and it's logic, and so we shouldn't accept it. So there are a number of reasons why, again, we would reject that method, but too many Christians who aren't discerning end up going into Mormonism. When I say they're Christians, whether they're real Christians or not, Mormons get about 3/4 of their new converts from existing Protestant churches. So that means we in the evangelical church have to do a lot better job preparing our people not to go into that.